Overseas now, the highly anticipated air travel bubble between Hong Kong and Singapore has been postponed less than 24 hours before it was due to begin. A surge in COVID-19 cases in Hong Kong forced the two-week delay. 43 new cases were reported on Saturday. Our correspondent Richard Kimbler told producer Lily Della Porta how the news has been received in Hong Kong.
It's a real blow to the airline sector here, the much struggling airline sector here in Hong Kong, particularly the tourism industry here in Hong Kong, and many businesses that were really thinking this could become the kickstart, if you like, to a return to some kind of normality that many people in the economy here are desperate for going into 2021. That's all been stymied because of a spike in cases here in Hong Kong. There was an agreement between Hong Kong and Singapore that as long as the average number of untraceable COVID-19 cases in Hong Kong did not exceed 5 per day, that this travel bubble would be allowed to go ahead. Unfortunately, just in the last 48 hours here in Hong Kong, the numbers of cases have jumped, that average has gone beyond 5, and therefore the whole thing's been called off.
What's behind the sharp increase in cases in Hong Kong?
There have been two super spreader locations where there's been more than 20 or 30 cases identified, all coming from the same place, one of which is a dance studio. And these have been responsible largely for these jumps in cases. Before that, we've had a relatively consistent, less than double figures daily caseload. And specifically here in Hong Kong, there's been a lot of attention placed by the health officials on trying to trace each and every case. And they've done that pretty effectively. It's only in the last 2 or 3 days that we've started to see the numbers of cases rise where they can't immediately identify the likely origin.
Postponed for 2 weeks. Do you think that's enough time and that people are going to cooperate to ensure that they can get those caseloads down?
I mean, everybody's basically wondering the same thing. There's certainly been an effort by government here in Hong Kong to suppress that caseload. There are more measures put in place as a result of this spike. The social distancing regulations have been toughened again, having been gradually relaxed over the past few weeks. But people are still out and about. Everybody's, of course, still wearing a mask. But there is a concern that this could be the beginning of what health officials here are calling the fourth wave to hit Hong Kong.
What was the public interest like leading up to this air travel bubble beginning?
The flights had sold out for that first week's worth of quarantine-free travel bubble, but the tourism between Hong Kong and Singapore is not enormous. So the big, big game changer here in Hong Kong is to try and have a resumption of tourism from mainland China. The southern Chinese government has been very strict about allowing that border to be reopened. They want to see the number of cases in Hong Kong almost at zero before they want Chinese tourists crossing into Hong Kong.
Do you think that the government could look to more severe lockdown measures as a way to get things under control?
The Hong Kong government's been very reluctant to issue a full lockdown. It's really tried to balance what it calls a three-way tug of war, as it puts it, between the economy, between public health, and between maintaining what it says is the reasonable level of restrictions that the public can accept after what, as I say, has been 11 straight months of having to deal with the virus here. There are so many businesses really struggling. If there is a full lockdown for this fourth wave, there's going to be a lot of local businesses that just simply can't continue to operate.
Just to pivot slightly, we've seen an escalating diplomatic spat between Five Eyes and the Hong Kong government in the last couple of days. What's the feeling on the ground in Hong Kong as the government responds, quite pointedly, to the Five Eyes pressure?
Yes, this effort from the Five Eyes countries has really been met with a very stern and simple response from Beijing, and then after that, as is now commonly the practice from Hong Kong. In both cases, both Beijing and Hong Kong dismissing entirely the new pressure from the Five Eyes countries, telling them the world needs to, quote, face up to the reality that Hong Kong has now returned to China. That was the quote from the Foreign Affairs Ministry in Beijing. They've said that any international attempt to undermine Beijing on the issue of China's sovereignty over Hong Kong will be met with severe consequences. They're really being quite threatening about this continued effort to pressure China over what they say is the suppression of dissent in Hong Kong. This all stems around the disqualification of 4 lawmakers in Hong Kong, ordered by Beijing without any court involvement here in Hong Kong. And that was seen as a real shock to the judicial system in Hong Kong that's been used to maintaining this sense of autonomy with regards to decisions like this. No longer, it seems. There's no real sense here in Hong Kong that China and the Hong Kong government will back down, irrespective of however much pressure is piled onto them. Really, it's hard to tell what the international world can do to try and persuade Beijing to reverse course. Talking to one of the main lawmakers here for the Democratic Party, he thinks the Chinese government, and I've got his quote in front of me here, he said, the Chinese government has made up their mind to crush Hong Kong and make sure Hong Kong goes the way that they want it to, no matter what the costs. He's still planning to campaign, although, of course, he and all the other pro-democracy lawmakers resigned over this forced disqualification. So actually, there's no opposition in the legislature anymore. And many prominent activists, including Joshua Wong, he's due to appear in court to face charges over his involvement in a protest last year. He may end up going to jail over that. It's really hard to see how any of this can change.
And that was our correspondent in Hong Kong, Richard Kimbler, speaking with our producer, Lily Delaporte.